I'm unbuttoning my pants a little bit because they're too tight.
Just press record.
Keep it in. Keep it in. Everybody should know that I'm comfortable during this podcast. And that maybe I'm gaining a little bit of weight. These pants don't fit me anymore.
Fresh off the heels of WandaVision, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier is making waves. And with Disneyland about to open and Avengers Campus ready to go, we're feeling the Marvel vibes. And what does any good land need but a super cool daytime parade? So we're armchair imagineering an Avengers-themed parade just for you. And maybe Miriam's going to put us through some Disney hero trivia. All that and so much more on today's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
I like it with the F.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond, Excelsior, Diz Nerds. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney Bounder, theme park fashionista, and would be a hero if she wasn't a Hufflepuff. From the Churro Fund, it's Miriam Kenley. What's up, Miriam?
Are you saying Hufflepuffs are not heroic?
Yeah, you told me that. It was you.
Unbelievable. Cedric Diggory put his life on the line.
Yeah, he did.
That's heroic.
Straight up dead. He should have been doing what most Hufflepuffs do. Helping fetch the food or, you know, chilling, throwing the party. Like, good
assist. He did both. You can do both.
could you be the first heroic Hufflepuff? It could be.
If Cedric had made it to the end of the books, he probably would have been.
I didn't realize that was that dude, Robert Pattinson, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, and another spoiler alert is this guy talking right here. Hey, it's our good buddy, comedian, Diz nerd, and hero in extra tight tights. It's Mark Andrada. What's up, Mark?
Did you just call me good buddy?
Yeah, we're good buddies, are we not?
Oh my, you know what? That is our brand. You are like the skipper and I'm like Gilligan.
You're not Gilligan.
Totally Gilligan and you're the skipper. You just called me good buddy. Hey, it's little buddy. He calls him little buddy.
But first of all, we're co-skippers or co-Gilligans. All right?
You're both wrong. I'm the skipper.
You're the skipper?
Yeah, you're the skipper.
Really? I would put you more of a ginger.
Yeah, you're right. That makes more sense.
I mean, like you're wearing a nice dress on the Jungle Cruise.
Mark, you're the
100%.
Mark, you're the millionaire, I think.
What? Why? Mr. Howell?
You're Mr. Howell. Oh, I have the cheese board ice cream, please. Oh, this is a pedestrian snack.
No, see,
I think he's Gilligan and you're a skipper. I think you had it right, Mark.
I'm not the skipper.
I'm a dum-dum.
You are. Sorry, buddy.
The skipper sucks. He's the
heavy
worst.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown. You just go with it.
And your crown, you keep taking your crown off and hitting me with it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hit you with any.
The whole slapstick thing you got going.
I don't knock around, Mark. It's not my thing. It's not true.
Playfully.
All right.
I think Mark knocks me around. This is the next
quiz on our Instagram. Who's the skipper and who's the Gilligan?
Like anybody listening to this knows Gilligan's Island. Come on.
Everybody knows Gilligan's Island.
The real question,
Island.
Who's the Mary and who's the Rhoda?
Mark, couldn't you be the professor? Maybe you're the professor.
No, I'm too dumb.
You're not dumb. Stop it. Mm-mm. Stop it. All right, fans, you tell us. Who are we all on Gilligan's Island? I don't know. I don't think I'm a skipper. I think Mark's Mr. Howell. Anyway, no big deal. All right. Oh, yeah.
Who does that make you? Mrs. Howell?
I'll be Mrs. Howell. Whatever. She cool.
All right.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, what are we talking about today? Oh, yeah. We're going to have some fun stuff. Oh, wait. Before we get into the show, guys, I'm still watching some Mighty Ducks. Second episode came out. Still better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I hope you're watching.
You are out of your mind.
I hope you're watching. It's
Falcon
great.
And the Winter Soldier is beautiful.
It's
please,
good.
Please tell me nothing. I'm behind an episode because I've been busy.
Okay.
I've been busy and it went right past me last Friday and I haven't had a minute to watch it. So don't tell me.
Can I just say Zemo?
I don't know what that means, but sure.
Perfect.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Say nothing more. Mark, what were you so busy doing, Mr. Fancy Pants?
Well, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
well, I'm shooting this movie right now.
Of course, shooting a film, cinema film.
And then I was in the studio recording a bunch of radio commercials.
Dropping tracks, of course. Yes, quite busy, Mr. Howell. See, you're not Gilligan.
What is this guy talking about?
Gilligan doesn't drop tracks and make movies.
See how he's picking on me? Just like a skipper.
I'm not
just like a skipper to a Gilligan.
Does skipper pick on people?
Yes.
Gilligan.
I'm definitely not.
Picks on Gilligan.
I don't pick. You pick on me. You make fun of me all the time.
You pick on each other.
We do not pick on each other. No, pick on Mark. Show.
I don't pick on Chris. I get his goat.
You do get
there you go.
Goat.
Difference.
Just different. Like Gilligan and Skipper. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Miriam.
Hey, friends, why don't we sell some shirts, yeah? Okay, let's do it.
Chris hates this.
I do. I hate it a lot. I hate it a super ton. Yeah. I'm pressing the button now.
D-Public presents It's Your Shoutouts.
D-Public is where you can find all kinds of Disney, nerdy, and Universal shirts. Have you got your We Like Theme Parks t-shirt yet? No is your answer? Okay, I get it. It might not be your thing. But there's other cool stuff that we also made. So go to the website, our website, hit the t-shirt button. It'll take you over to D-Public. Shop around. You can buy our stuff, other people's stuff. It's a cool way to support us. And trust me, you're going to get super cool park gear. You need it because you got to represent when you're at the parks. Am I right? Am I right?
You know what? I'm going to go the opposite way here, Chris.
Okay.
If you don't, if one of our listeners doesn't have a We Like Theme Parks t-shirt yet,
yep.
Stop listening. Just stop listening. Unsubscribe. You know what I mean? Go away. Go away from us.
No, stick around. You don't have to.
Miriam, are you with me on this?
I'm with you.
You don't have to buy our love. We were happy you're here. If you feel like buying a shirt because you like us, then cool. That's cool. You don't have to beat it.
But if you know it, but if you don't like us, and then you don't buy a shirt, then what are you doing here? Go away.
Well, if you don't like us,
this is a weird choice for you.
That's a fair point. If you don't like this show and you're listening, yeah, I don't know what you're doing. But that I'm happy you're here.
Could you imagine somebody hate listening a theme park podcast?
It's very Howard Stern-y, right? You know, like,
what kind of life do you live that wake up in the morning, you're like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to torture myself by listening to it. I don't even like theme parks. I'm going to listen to this one called We Like Theme Parks.
I hate theme parks. I'm going to listen to this show. Yeah. It's like punishment for shoplifting or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've lost my mind.
What are we going to talk about today? Oh, yeah. We're doing T-Public. I got a shout out. It's our new friend. This is at bippity.boppity.beth H. She is a Disney lover, a Universal fan. And I represent Universal. She's a drama and music teacher from the UK. We have so many great friends overseas. She's a new friend. We're just saying, hey, we were having some chats today. She seems cool. Thanks for checking us out. Thanks for getting into the community. We hope you enjoy our show. Anybody else got one?
Yeah. My Insta shout out is at Gilligan's Island fan page. So you can go to their fan page and maybe just check out a few of the posts and decide who's the skipper and who's the Gilligan in this crew.
I told you I hate this already.
At Gilligan's Island fan page.
Yeah, okay. All right. You're so mean. All right.
Not mean.
All right. Why don't we do an armchair imagineering? Yeah, let's get into that.
Armchair imagineering.
Okay, friends, Avengers Campus, here's the skinny. Apparently, it's ready. It's like sitting there. It's getting mothballs already. When is this thing going to open? It was supposed to open, what was it, June of last year?
Yes. Right?
The park is about to open. There's been no announcement that it's also opening. Who knows when it's happening? But when it does, she going to need a parade. Am I right? So today, for your enjoyment, we've decided to armchair imagineer a three-float parade at the Avengers Campus. And away we go, heroes. Who wants to kick this thing off?
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't come up with a name for my parade, but maybe I will by the end of my pitch here. Okay. So the parade starts with a little theme song from WandaVision, sounds like Bewitched, everyone's favorite.
Oh.
And the float is going to come out and it's going to be in black and white. But I'm thinking maybe it's the backs of everybody and they're all in black and white. And then as they come closer to you, they do a spin and everyone's in color.
Whoa.
To sort of represent the change in WandaVision.
Magical.
So, and I think the parade float, maybe we'll have some panels that shift to color. So that's the WandaVision float. We'll have Vision, we'll have Wanda, we'll have the kids. And then at the back of the float is obviously Agatha, and you'll hear her theme song on the way out. It was Agatha all along.
Oh, that's cute.
Maybe she comes on the float and that's when everything turns into color, is when her song comes on.
Cool.
So that's where we're starting with WandaVision.
I like it. And they can all be interacting and she can be manipulating them from above.
Exactly.
I like it. Yeah.
And then my second float is a tribute to Ant-Man.
Yes. Yes.
So we're going to have Auntie or Anthony or whoever his aunt of choice. It's going to be a huge aunt and he'll be riding on it like regular Scott size.
Cool.
And I think there's going to be trap doors on this float. So he'll kind of maybe like jump down a trap door and then child sized Scott Lang pops out with his suit too big somewhere else on the float.
Amazing.
And then we'll have like a really massive animatronic that like maybe it inflates at the back of the, so he's changing sizes throughout the float as it's going down the street.
I want to see the part where you deflate Ant-Man.
Quickly. So, or maybe it's just like a big massive animatronic, like almost like a transformer that comes out of the back and then it can fold back down.
Yeah He's in the quantum universe.
Yeah, but child size Ant-Man is my favorite with the suit too big. Or he's in the sweatshirt, whatever he's in. And then the final float, we're going to start with a little AC/DC thunder. Yes. And around the corner comes the god of thunder, Thor, and he's on the top with his axe. And amazing. I think Captain America will be on the back of it and they'll just toss the hammer back and forth between each other. But it's going to be like, I think the whole float's going to look like Asgard and Hela has to be there. And maybe they fight a little bit on their float.
Oh, I like that.
All with the AC/DC Thunder song going on because they're really missing an opportunity to have that song. I hope it's in Love and Thunder, but they need that song for him at least once.
You've just given me an idea. I think this is a great killer idea. I'm throwing this out there. It's nothing new with parades. You know when you go to Fantasyland and there's the sword and the stone?
Yeah.
Shouldn't there be the hammer and people try to pick up the hammer?
Avengers Campus? That'd be really cool.
Like little kids try to pull up the hammer, but only who's, what is it? You have to be worthy or?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or true or whatever it is. That'd be kind of cool. I don't know. And every now and then it pops out and they're like, little kid with this huge hammer. I don't know. Like, mm-hmm. You're welcome, Imagineers. Merry Christmas. Take a week off. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I like this parade. We got to name it.
I don't know. I don't have a name.
The Many Faces of Ant-Man. Yeah. I like how they're just totally different
Ants,
ideas.
Love and Wanda. Ants, Thunder and Wanda. I don't know.
That's cute. I like it. I like it. I'll go next. You want me to go next? Where do you want to go, Mark? What do you want to do?
Up to you. If you want it to be really anticlimactic, you go first.
Why don't you go ahead, Mark?
Because mine's going to be bad. Mine's bad. No, bad? No, it's too late. Now I want it to be anticlimactic. You go.
All right, I'll go. Okay. I don't have a complete through line, but I thought it would start like this. I have a question, though. My question is, in our universe, similarly to like Star Wars, where you kind of know where and when you are, mm-hmm. is the same true about Avengers? Are you in Avengers Campus now? This is after the blip? Does this mean?
I think with all the multiple timelines, it can be anything.
I guess, but like, so I don't know. So what is Iron Man dead in this universe? So here's
depends
my pitch.
Depends on what timeline you're
in. Yeah. So I have a float and maybe it changes throughout the parade. Maybe it's two floats in one. And one of them is either an honorable tribute to Iron Man, who, in my view, is the first ever Avenger. I think they say it's Captain America. It's not. It's Iron Man. Iron Man is the original Avenger. And I think you have like a salute, very like patriotic, you know, very, very cool. Or you flip it. And it's Tony Stark at, remember he had like his Tony Stark exhibition and it was full of like, you know, pyro and fire and flying robots everywhere and stuff. I think that should be a float and you have Iron Man on the float, like rocking out and all this like tech flying around and pyro. It's like a rock concert coming down Main Street, you know?
Well, I mean, that would be more fun than just the wreath with his.
Well, I don't think it's a funeral. It's not a funeral.
Yes, that's the best idea.
just a funeral march.
Yeah, it's not a funeral, okay? It's not. So there you go. So that's float one. Here's float two. Float two is the collector, and the collector has this floating collection of stuff. So like an extension of what you would see in DCA in what's it called? The
Mission Breakout.
Thank you. In Mission Breakout. But it's different pieces, not things you've already seen in the collectors, but different pieces. But then what he does is he looks around, he reveals, and now the masterpiece of my collection, he's got all the stones again. Whoosh. And he reveals all the stones, and the stones have some cool like pyro and cool stuff, and they can manipulate things and do things. But the collector isn't like power hungry. Like Thanos, he's not actually using the power. He just wants to have it and to collect. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not looking to be a god or anything like that. But somehow, I don't know. He's the collector. He gets stuff, right? That's his MO. And then the last float would be, I call it the Patriots float. And it's got Captain America and Falcon and War Machine and Bucky. And they're attacked during this very like rah-rah USA kind of, it's with a big marching band. 76 trombones and a bit. Mm-hmm. You can even play the song. If you watched, if you've been watching Falcon and the Winter Soldier, they introduced this new Captain America.
Star-Spangled Man with a Plan.
That's the one. The Star-Spangled Man with a Plan. That's a song. You would have heard it in the original Captain America, the first movie. You could play that song, but then Doctor Doom is going to attack to try to steal. First of all, he's from Latveria, doesn't like America. So this Latverian attack, and he wants to steal the collector's stones. And so just for, you know, prosperity for Latveria. So yeah, well, this kind of introduces the Fantastic Four into the purview of, you know, the Avengers scope and the Marvel scope. So they'll attack the guys who are in parade. They're not ready to fight. And then the Fantastic Four will come in and save the day too. So it's almost like a...
What?
Yeah. It's a lot going on. Dr. Doom...
Other people come in and save the Avengers on Avengers campus. That seems like a slap in the face.
Okay, it's not a, I wouldn't say save, it's an assist. And it's an assist. They took care of business, but the Fantastic Four helped out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right, how's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
We didn't embarrass the Avengers.
No, not twice a day. Whole campus.
Twice a day in their home spot. But yeah, I don't know what this is called. This is called, I don't know, Dr. Doom's Revenge or something. I don't know. Something cool. I love Dr. Doom. I'm pumped to get Dr. Doom in on the fix. So that's my parade at the Avengers campus. Sounds pretty
beautiful.
You're in?
That's exciting. It's exciting. The idea of Dr. Doom is very exciting to me. Dr. Doom is, I think, one of, if not my favorite villain, one of my favorite
villains.
Mine
too. For
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
You got to be a Fantastic Four type to get into Dr. Doom. But Dr. Doom he was Spider-Man. He fought a lot of guys. Like he was been on everybody. Iron Man, Dr. Doom.
Also, one of my favorite rappers, Doom. Great.
Give me a, what's a Doom track? Give me a song from Doom.
Oh, he's got so many. He was part of KMD. Anyway, we could talk. You want to talk about Doom really on this podcast?
No, I just thought you would be like, oh, you know his song? Don't mess with the Doom. Come up to my room.
No. He's
I'll
a lot
see
more
you on Zoom. No?
No. Oh, gosh. Jeez, no. He was a way better lyricist than that, Chris. Jeepers. He had one whole album all about food.
Really?
It was called
Food. Yeah, it was really good. I'll send it to you. Listen, if any of our listeners want to know more about Doom, just DM me. Or you know what? Just go to Spotify and search Doom. You'll find it.
Cool.
Yeah. He just passed away recently.
Oh, that's a bummer. That's a great way to start your parade.
You're right, it is. Okay, so I've got a couple of ideas. The first one's the most pedestrian, and it's just a Guardians of the Galaxy parade. You know, the music's going to be fun. Everybody gets their own float. You know, Groot and Rocket are going to have a float. You know, Star-Lord and Gamora will have a float. They're dancing. They're singing songs, hits of the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Just regular. That's probably the most pedestrian version. So I've got another. Here are the ideas I actually like. That's the one that I'm like, that's the regular one. That's
not a bad idea. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
It'd be like a rock
party.
That's the
one that I would like.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
It'd be a hit.
That's like, the one that if I was genuinely pitching this, like if I was at Disney and they were like, you got to come up with some parade ideas. That's the one I would save for last after I give them these two dud ideas that I'm about to give you.
Okay.
So here's my second favorite idea.
Okay.
It's the Thanos parade. And just as it starts, he snaps his fingers. You only get a float and a half. That's it. And the float and a half that are there, they're upset. They don't know what's going on. They're looking for their castmates. They don't know. Like, the dancers are like, should we do the choreography? They start to do the choreography, but they can't do the lifts because, like, people are missing. It's awful. It's a mess.
Do we drop, like, ash from, like, the
yes. Yeah, yeah. Everybody along the parade route is covered in dirt from the ash that we've dropped. We've launched this ash all over them. It's unpleasant. It's genuinely unpleasant. So very upsetting.
Crying children.
Very traumatic.
Yeah, the cast doesn't know what's going on. Yeah, children will cry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's the subtitle of the parade. It's called, we can call it The Blip. We can call it Thanos. Thanos, snap your fingers with Thanos.
Snappy time with Thanos.
Yeah. So that's my second favorite idea. Okay, here's my number one. And here's the one here's where I put all the money. Like, this is the one. It's called Magic Happens. Brought to you by Loki. Like, Magic Happens under new management. That's what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, like, imagine announcements all day. Magic Happens under new management by Loki. 3 p.m. today, gather. So, you know how it is. 1 o'clock, people are already lined up along the parade route. They're excited. They've got blankets out. They're eating their hot dogs, et cetera, et cetera. 2 o'clock, another announcement. 2:30 announcement. 2:45 announcement. 3 o'clock hits. The music starts. No parade. And then just Loki walks the parade route grinning that he's... He's made the entire, it's all the music of Magic Happens. It's all the stuff, all the regular thing that Magic Happens would normally be, except it's just Loki grinning and walking the parade route because he's made all of it invisible. That's the bit. That's the whole parade.
I thought that Loki was going to make everyone bow. You know, I remember when that was Loki's thing.
Well, when they do the behind the scenes documentary on this and they put it on Disney Plus, that part where he makes them bow before they disappear, that'll be all in that behind the scenes thing.
I like it.
But once the gate opens and the floats start coming out, no, vanish, 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 gone.
More weeping children.
Perfect.
Where's the parade? Magic don't happen.
I don't know if they'll weep right away. I think they'll be baffled at first. I think the weeping happens much later.
Yeah.
Because at first you're not going to realize that you're not getting a parade, and then the music will be over, and they'll be like, "What just happened?" And that'll be, you know, like, that's at like 3:30, 3:45.
Yeah.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, right when they're hungry and cranky for dinner, that's when they realize they got shorted a parade. That's when they cry.
Man, that Loki.
Right? He's a trickster.
He is.
Hey, when does this TV show start? It starts pretty soon, doesn't it? The Loki TV show starts.
June.
Oh, man. Everything's happening in June. Velocicoaster, Loki. Holy smokes. All right. Well, hey, guys. There's three super cool ideas for brand new Avengers-themed parades that could happen at Avengers Campus when it finally shows up.
There's five good ideas because I came up with three. So.
Fair. Your first one was legit pretty good.
I think second and third were pretty good.
You want a weepy kid with no parade or a parade and a half, a bunch of shaken like dancers being like
the snap.
Snap along with Thanos.
Yeah.
Can't you just flip it and make it a happy one? Like, it's Thanos and he's joined a rock band and he's playing.
Thanos
on
is
a
happy.
Band. He's got the glove, but instead he uses it to make music. And he's playing.
What if he snaps along with the music and people keep appearing and disappearing?
Awesome. I think Miriam, you're onto something. I think that these ideas are not mutually exclusive. We can incorporate all of this.
Yeah.
So it starts, he snaps his fingers and half the parade disappears, but he's in a rock band.
Yeah.
So the float and a half that remains is the band.
Yeah.
But every time he snaps, another half disappears. So it just keeps disappearing. Until the end of the parade route, and he snaps one last time and he disappears. It's just the gauntlet laying there. And then a Disney cast member comes along, like one of the broom and a dustpan.
Yeah.
And they just sweep the gauntlet into a thing and walk away. The parade. So if you're not early in this parade route, you're not seeing this parade.
Yeah. But also, if you're early in the parade, you're like covered in the most ash, probably.
Probably,
right?
Yeah.
That's another plus. That's another plus. It's interactive. It's like Blue Man Group.
This sounds expensive.
Disney. That's what I told you. It's going to be. I don't come up with cheap ideas.
Sounds cool, but I don't think we can afford it.
Okay, fine. Then the low key one. We'll spend nothing.
Fine, spend nothing. It's all invisible, friends. All right, friends. So five fantastic ideas, but we're going to come back with some more fun right here on the We Like Theme Parks right after this break.
Okay, so I'm the king of the castle. This is for you dirty rascals.
I don't think I've ever enjoyed being called a dirty rascal more than when you just did it with so much glee.
I know. I love calling you dirty rascals. So this is for you two to fight over the scraps.
I love it.
I'm not a benevolent ruler. So I've come up with a new game for you, and it's called I Need a Hero. In this game, I'm going to give you guys both clues about specific heroes, but I've been a little bit of a Loki, and they could be one or two people, because Disney apparently has a lot of the same things in all of their heroes. It's going to be in three categories. I included Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars for this game.
So all right.
Be a hero from any of these things. I'm going to give three clues. You each have a chance per clue. And then if you're still not getting it, I'll let you know which category it's from.
Okay.
Sounds fair?
I need a hero.
Who wants to go first?
Me.
Mark.
Okay, Mark. I'm going to tell you what I need in this hero, and you have to guess who it is.
This is what you need in this hero. Okay.
Yes. So, hero number one. I need a hero who has a god for a dad.
It's Thor.
Yes.
Yes.
Darn it.
That was easy. This is how easy they're going to be? Am I going to get the hard one?
I hope all of mine are so easy and Chris's are just impossible.
I feel like that's
the rest
happen.
Of the clues, this could have been Hercules or Thor, but you got it in one clue. So.
Okay, right. You're right. Hercules. Okay. Yeah.
Because the other clues were, I need a hero who must prove himself to go home, and I need a hero with a mortal girlfriend. They both have both things.
Wow.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Wow. Okay, Chris, your clue.
Yeah.
I need a hero with a powerful father.
Powerful father. How about I'll go with Hercules.
No.
No.
Mark, do you have a guess?
Powerful father? A powerful father.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Could it be Iron Man?
No.
Iron Man's father is pretty powerful.
He was.
Okay.
Our hero.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
Back to Chris. I need a hero who's naive and idealistic.
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker.
Booyah.
The third one was my favorite clue. I need a hero who is trained by someone short and silly. And again, these could have been Luke Skywalker or Hercules.
I love that all of these could have been or Hercules.
Or Hercules. But when I said Hercules, it was wrong. But anyway.
Yes. Mark.
Yes.
I need a hero who is afraid to be themselves.
Afraid to be themselves.
Don't be afraid.
Is it? Oh, I've got a couple of. Is it? Wait. Oh, so wait. Let's go back. It could be a Marvel hero, a Star Wars hero, or what was the third one?
Disney animation.
Is it Carl from Up?
No.
Okay.
Chris?
What's a clue again?
I need a hero who is afraid to be themselves.
Afraid to be themselves. Afraid to be themselves. I can't be myself. I just want to break out and be me, but I can't. It's Tiana.
No.
Okay.
Back to Mark.
Okay.
Mark, I need a hero who is adept at theft.
Adept at theft and afraid to be themselves. Could it possibly be, is it a street rat? Oh, I got the win and I didn't even say it yet. Is it a street rat?
It is not.
Is not Aladdin?
No.
Wow. Oh, wow. I was like giving it to you already. I was like, I thought that was it.
That's for me.
Wow. Because he qualifies for both of those things. Can't be who he wants to be.
He's afraid to be who he wants to be. What was the second one again?
Adept at theft.
Adept at theft.
Is it Ant-Man?
No.
Oh, okay.
Mark, last clue.
Last clue.
I need a hero who can sing a duet.
Who can sing a duet? A hero who's afraid to be themselves, who's adept at theft, and who can sing a duet. I mean, he doesn't sing in any of the movies, but I believe that he would be good. Is it Kylo Ren?
No.
Could you imagine Kylo Ren? Just
would love it. He sings in SNL a bit, but no.
Bringing it, just breaking in a song.
Okay, I need a thief. Okay. I need a thief. Who's a thief that's a good guy besides Aladdin? Come on. Debbie, who's a thief that's not Aladdin?
Okay, you can't phone a friend.
I can't phone a friend. She's right here. She's right beside.
What is happening? This isn't Millionaire.
She's painting a door literally 2 feet away from me. Okay. Thief. Like a thief in the night. I'm trying to think Marvel. Who's a Marvel person that's a thief? I thought, oh, I did. I said it was Ant-Man. He's a thief. That was wrong. I don't know. I'm doing real bad here. Oh, is it Han Solo?
No.
No, oh, okay.
Oh.
Last? Do you need to know? Do you want to know if it's
yes.
Which fandom it's from?
Yes.
No.
Okay, Mark, last guess.
Is it Flynn Rider?
It's Flynn Rider.
Yeah.
Of course, Flynn Rider.
Took me long enough, but okay, what would have been the last clue? Oh, what fandom? You would have said it's Disney.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay.
But he can't be who he wants to be. Who does he want to be? He doesn't want to be
Eugene.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I buy it. I love Shazam.
All right, Chris, that means it's your turn. Chris, I need a hero who travels far from home.
Spider-Man.
No.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
Right? The movie?
Tied it in. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Travels far from home. Is it Star-Lord?
No.
Okay.
Chris, I need a hero who is visited by a lost loved one.
Is it Moana?
It's Moana.
Nice.
And the last clue is I need a hero who will inherit a kingdom. So it could have been Simba or Moana.
Mm. Or Hercules.
They're all Hercules. Someone's favorite movie.
Now it's Mark's turn.
My turn.
Mark, I need a hero who chooses their own name.
Who chooses their own name. Oh, I'm going to feel so dumb when I don't get this right away. Because I feel like it's probably obvious. I can't even come up with a good joke here. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Chris?
Is it Mulan?
No.
Why did you tell me Mulan then? If you said Mulan.
Okay, Mark. I need a hero who was taken from home at a young age.
Oh, I think I got it.
A hero that's taken from home at a young age. Is it Grogu?
No.
Okay.
Chris?
It could be two. It could be two. So what are the three things? He picks his own name.
I said I need a hero who chooses their own name, and I need a hero taken from home at a young age.
Mark, did you say Star-Lord already? You said Star-Lord already, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Then it's Mando.
No.
Oh.
Okay, Mark, last clue. Mm-hmm. I need a hero who came from nothing.
Is it Star-Lord?
No.
Oh.
You said,
because I did say Star-Lord this round. I said Star-Lord in a different round. That's why I said yes to you, because I was like, wait a minute, maybe that's right.
You're the worst. You're so
it backfired
sneaky.
On me.
Totally, I'm glad it backfired.
I thought I had it.
That was a wicked dick move right there. You totally manipulated me.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I was goodness. A bad man.
All right, well, I got a last shot at this. What don't I get another clue or whatever? Or you tell me what fandom it's
you
from?
Had. I'll tell you the three again that you had.
Oh, okay.
I need a hero who chooses their own name, a hero taken from home at a young age, and a hero who came from nothing.
Oh, it's Rey.
Rey.
Yeah.
But it also could have been Star-Lord.
I thought it was going to be Hercules for a second.
Chris.
Yes.
I need a hero who has a robot sidekick.
My goodness. Is it Poe Dameron?
No.
Bummer.
My turn?
Yes. Sorry, Mark.
Is it Hero?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
It also nice. Could have been anyone from Star Wars, because
it could have been anyone.
It actually could have also been Lando with the I need a hero who used to cheat to win, and I need a hero who is a tech genius. I think
you know who that wasn't going to be though.
Who?
Hercules.
Right.
Not that many. Okay,
we are currently tied.
What?
What? No. Ooh.
We have a tiebreaker if we need it.
Okay.
Mark, I need a hero who can move things with their mind.
Grogu.
No.
Yoda it is.
No. Okay, Mark, I need a hero who is an orphan.
An orphan who can move things with their mind. The Scarlet Witch.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And the last clue was, I need a hero who lost the love of their life. And that could have been...
Hercules.
No. Oh. Who is the other one? Oh, Rey.
So when you tell us the other one, does it mean it could have been either of these answers? You would accept either of these answers?
No, I knew which one it was going to be, but I was trying to trick you.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Okay.
Evil queen. Evil queen of the castle.
Exactly.
Evil queen.
Okay, Chris, I need a hero who spent some time in jail.
I need a hero who spent some time in jail. A hero who's been to jail. Well, I was in jail for a long time, and you know, but now I'm going straight. I'm gonna say Chewbacca.
No. Mark.
Is this one Aladdin?
No.
Okay.
Okay, Chris, I need a hero with a sense of humor.
Funny guy who's been to jail. Funny, because most guys who are in jail are not super funny. When I was in jail, I learned how to tell some jokes. How about Captain Jack Sparrow?
What?
Oh, wait, he's not in any of these things. Okay.
That's a no. Oh, wait,
no,
Mark.
No, no, it doesn't get.
Is it Star-Lord?
It's Star-Lord.
Oh, I was going to keep guessing Star-Lord until I finally got one.
Bummer.
Got it.
Could also have been Captain Jack Sparrow.
What was the next the last clue?
I need a hero who has a hard time getting the girl, and I was trying to throw you off with Scott Lang on that one.
Who's Scott Lang?
Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like
he's Captain been in jail. Jack. He's funny, and his girlfriend wants nothing to do with him.
Captain Jack. It's Captain Jack.
Poor Paul Rudd. He's got it so hard.
All right, Mark. I need a hero who was once frozen.
Princess Anna.
No.
Captain America.
No.
Come on.
This one only has two clues, by the way.
What?
Sorry. Okay, Mark, I need a hero who sometimes argues with their beloved.
Is it Han Solo?
It's Han Solo.
Han Solo.
Whoops, wrong button. You did
it. And that is the end of I Need a Hero.
Yeah.
Mark wins 6-3.
I am the champion of the Dirty Rascals.
Way to go, Mark. You did it. You're the champ of Dirty Rascals, son.
Give me my dirt trophy.
Mark was the hero.
I'm Hercules.
You are.
I'm the Hercules. I'm the Hercules of the Dirty Rascals.
Yeah. Can you sing a Hercules song, Mark? Really, like, put a point to this? Can you sing Go the Distance?
No, I can just say that from 0 to 0, that's me.
All right, friends. Well, hey, Mark, congratulations. You're the winner of this King of the Castle I Need a Hero edition.
Dirty Rascals.
The Dirty Rascals.
Oh, it's the Dirty Rascals. Okay. Miriam, great job. That was awesome. That was super fun.
Yeah, so fun.
Thanks.
Even though I lost again, I guess.
Well, you know what? It's not Miriam's fault that you're bad at it.
No.
Not everyone can be a dirty rascal.
See, am I the skipper or am I the Gilligan? I'm just saying. I'm just saying with that attack. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Friends, did you have a good time playing the hero game? Let us know. Hit us up at What's Up at We Like Theme Parks. All right, I guess it's time to get out of here. That's it for the show today, friends. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you had a good time, hey, rate, review. Why not, right? We're all friends around here. If you have a segment idea or just want to say hi, hit us up. What's Up at We Like Theme Parks. You can also find us on Instagram. You can DM us there at We Like Theme Parks. And finally, you can find us on Magic of the Mouse Radio every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5, or noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast was composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. He's a cool guy. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
For Miriam and Mark and Chris, that's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
we like theme parks.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
I always want to do it fast. Fast, 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 fast. We like theme parks.
We like theme parks. No.
We did it already.
Oh, okay.
Bye. Podcast.